You are listening to African Perspectives with host Brother Oshie on Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasting or live program scheduling, hit them up at timeforanawakening@gmail.com.
Get to people, yeah.
What are you gonna
She ain't giving up a second thought about you, no. Ghetto people, tell me, people, you gotta take a look at yourself, yeah. Ghetto people,
where do you wanna be?
Where you wanna
tell
be?
Me what your life is.
What's with your life?
Running like a red disease.
Running like a red disease. Ghetto people,
stop giving up yourself.
Stop doing what you're doing to yourself, yeah.
You are listening to African Perspectives, where we view the issues of our day from an African worldview, African-centered perspective. This program is unapologetically African. It is a custom in the African tradition to ask elders for permission to speak, having been granted permission. To our ancestors, whose shoulders we stand on, to our elders, whose shadows we walk in, I greet you, my dear brothers and sisters, in the language of one of the greatest civilizations on this planet. It gave the world the basic disciplines of knowledge of science, math, architecture, music, writing, law, religion, you name it, we did it. The Greeks called it Egypt, but they called themselves Kemet, and Kemet means land of the blacks. I greet you all in the Kemetic language, the word of peace, Hotep. It is truly an honor and a privilege to pour libation because we truly do stand on the shoulders of those who came before us. We're going to use water because water has no enemies. Water is the great cleanser, the great purifier. Everything on the planet that lives, it needs water, from a tiny microscopic organism to a tall redwood tree. We pour water into the earth to invoke the spirits of our ancestors, and we say the word Ashe. It simply means, so be it. So we pour this libation to God, for all that God has done and for all that God will do. We say Ashe. We pour this libation to Mother Africa, birthplace of all humanity. Everyone who has lived, everyone who will live in the future, we all have a common ancestral root in Africa. We pour this libation to the classical civilizations of Africa. I mentioned Kemet in the opening. Kemet was the height, the apex, the zenith of African high culture. But there were others as well, as Timari, Punt, and Nubia. So we pour this libation to the classical civilizations of Africa. We say Ashe. We pour this libation to the contemporary civilizations of Africa, of Ghana, Mali, Songhai, Benin, Great Zimbabwe. Civilizations that were flourishing and growing while Europe was in a medieval or dark age. The University of Sankore at Timbuktu, an outstanding educational institution. So we pour this libation to the contemporary civilizations of Africa. We say Ashe. We pour this libation to the Ma'afa, the Holocaust of our enslavement, the Infakani, the great tragedy, uprooted out of Africa. Our brothers and sisters lay a carpet along the Atlantic Ocean. We're in North America, South America, Central America, and throughout the diaspora. So we pour this libation to our brothers and sisters who suffered the Ma'afa, the Infakani, the Holocaust of our enslavement, the great tragedy. We pour this libation in their honor and in their memory. We do not know their names, but because of them and their sacrifice, we are here. So we say Ashe. We pour this libation to those who fought against enslavement. If you ever heard me do a libation, you will know that we were not slaves. I repeat, we were not slaves. We were captives. What does a captive want to do? Get free. So we pour this libation to all those men and women who fought against enslavement. In fact, I maintain that some of us are more of a slave today than we were in our initial captivity, because some of us are a slave to vice, to corruption, to drugs, sex, and violence. So we pour this libation to those who fought against enslavement. Gabriel Prosser, Nat Turner, Denmark Vesey, Harriet Tubman. We always resisted, and we will always resist. So we pour this libation in the name and the honor of those men and women who fought against our captivity. We pour this libation to those unborn, those young men and women who will once again lead us back on the stage of human history as a free and proud and productive people. We sashay. We pour this libation to brotherhood and sisterhood, together for the union of family. We need each other. We don't have good family life. There's a saying, conditions shape conduct and consciousness. The conditions in our community are bad. The conduct towards each other is not good. Because why? We lack consciousness. And consciousness is more than just awareness. Consciousness is a deeper understanding of who you are historically, who you are culturally. So once we begin to understand the importance of brotherhood and sisterhood together for the union of family. Brothers and sisters, let us all say, Ashe, Ashe.
You are listening to Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts or live programming, hit them up at Time for an Awakening.
Good morning, African world. You are listening to African Perspectives here on the Motherland Media Network on timeforanawakening.com and blacktalkradionetwork.com. And I am your host, Brother Oshi. Hotel family, hope everything is well with you today. Hope you had a good day yesterday and an even better day today and even greater day tomorrow, leading all the way up into the so-called new year. I mean, I know that January 1st will be 2020, but of course in the Kemetic calendar, still based on, this calendar, this Gregorian calendar that we operate under is taken from the Kemetic calendar. We had the world's first calendar. So it's not the year 2020. It's actually the year 6,250. So, or 49. But, some people have charted a little bit better. Some people, I say they're more exact. But I'm giving a roundabout, and it's definitely 6,200 and something. Okay. Brothers and sisters, you're listening to African Perspectives. We're here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., 10 to 12 Central, 9 to 11 Mountain, or 8 to 10 Pacific, or any other time around the world. But if you cannot listen to this program live, you can always go to the archives at timeforanawakening.com. And when you go on timeforanawakening.com, you'll see podcasts, and you click on that, and then you'll see African Perspectives. You click on that, and then there will be programs that are dated and titled. Other programming that we have here on Time for an Awakening Media, once again, African Perspectives, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. All times I'm going to give are Eastern times. Immediately following this program on Monday and Wednesday is Black People Matrix with Brother Franklin Jones from 1 to 3. Black People Matrix with Brother Franklin Jones from 1 to 3. On Monday evenings, Monday at 6 o'clock, it's Acres of Diamonds Public Affairs Programming out of Philadelphia with Brother Wahad. And then right after that is Let's Buy Black 365 from 8 to 9. Following is Conversation Reparations with Brother Jamoke and Sister Lacey from 9 to 10. On Tuesday, Black Reality Think Tank with Dr. William Rogers from 8 to 10 on Tuesdays. Wednesday, this evening at 8 p.m., it is Revive with Sister POC, Proof of Consciousness, her program from also 8 to 10, Revive. Thursday's Relationships with Joy and Troy at 7 p.m., Relationships with Joy and Troy. If it's Friday and it's 8 p.m. Eastern, you know what time it is. That's right, brothers and sisters. It is time for an awakening with Brother Elliot and Brother Richard. And then on Sunday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's not me. No, it's not. Not 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Sunday. It is Sister POC and her program, once again, Revive at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And then Sunday evening at 7 p.m., time for an awakening, once again, with Brother Elliot and Brother Richard. Every Monday through Friday from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m., it's the Warren Ballantyne Show right here on the Time for an Awakening Media. And the number to call is 215-490-9832, 215-490-9832. We Buy Black. WeBuyBlack.com. Get everything you need from the largest online marketplace for American African owned businesses. Get everything you need from American African owned businesses from WeBuyBlack.com. But if you are in the Atlanta area and you want to check out some of those products, go to the Greenbrier Mall, right off of Georgia Highway 166, the Greenbrier Mall. They have a kiosk in the Greenbrier Mall, and they'll have the laundry detergent, the deodorants, the liniments, the all kinds of stuff that they produce that are produced by us at the Greenbrier Mall. We Buy Black. Remember also, too, go online to We Buy Black, because what they're trying to do, number one, not just here in Atlanta, they're going to start it here in Atlanta, is to develop a number of supermarkets that are owned by us, and they should be one in every major city, predominantly right where we are, the communities where we are, where we can support one another, provide jobs for our people. It's the bottom line. Africa for the Africans. Brother Bomani Tahembe is getting ready to go. Next week, he's going to go to Ghana. Next week, on the 24th, Brother Bomani is going to go to Ghana again. He just returned from South Africa, from Johannesburg and Cape Town. The number to call Brother Bomani is 404-931-9429. 404-931-9429. If you want to see pictures, well, go to the website, AfricaForTheAfricans.org. But if you want to see pictures of previous tours, go to Facebook.com/Bomani. If you want to see videos of previous tours, go to YouTube.com/Bomani2007, AfricaForTheAfricans.org. You can be a part of that trip, brothers and sisters. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Shrine of the Black Madonna. I don't have the list of the Kwanzaa presentations at the Shrine of the Black Madonna yet. I will get those and report those and make mention of those. But every night, in fact, I'm speaking on the first night, Umoja, at the Shrine of the Black Madonna. I'm going to go. That's what I'm talking about today. Today we're talking about Kwanzaa 2019. So the Shrine of the Black Madonna will, of course, have Kwanzaa every night and other places around the city and around your area. I'm going to talk about Milwaukee. If you got some Kwanzaa happenings that you want me to broadcast on this program, forward them to me. You can send it to my email, OSHI427. A as in apple, D as in dog, E as in Edward, OSHI427ADE @gmail.com. Or give me a call at 414-324-5796. 414-324-5796. And we can put your information out there about what's happening in your locale in terms of what's going on with Kwanzaa. Shrine of Black Madonna, located on Abernathy, Ralph David Abernathy Boulevard in the West End. The number to call is 404-549-8676. 404-549-8676. And of course, the shrine's hours are Wednesday through Saturday, 12 to 7. And on Sunday from 1 to 3. They're closed on Monday and Tuesday. And they got everything. They got furniture. They got artwork. They got figurines. They got clothing. They got the red, black, and green gas shoes. They got Kwanzaa kits. That's right. They have, I was in there. They got Kwanzaa. They got candles. So they might be going out. So I would make a trip down there now if you're in the Atlanta area at 946 Ralph David Abernathy Boulevard and see if they got, or give them a call. See if they got those Kwanzaa kits and they see if they got candles and so forth, because you know how they be running out, you know. They also have a African Holocaust Museum, and they have a African history class of Know Thyself with Brother Olatunji as the instructor. And that is every Saturday, free and open to the public, every Saturday from 1:30 to 3:30. From 1:30 p.m. to 3:30, Know Thyself. But if you can't make it for whatever reason, but you'd like to get that information, the Shrine offers a multimedia library that is in 7 terabytes of African enlightenment. 7 terabytes of African enlightenment. So if you want to get that, it's right available for you at the Shrine of the Black Madonna. Located in the Greenbrier Mall is the Meddu Bookstore. The Meddu Bookstore, located in the Greenbrier Mall, and they have books, figurines, postcards, greeting cards. They have it. They have what you need. They got it all at the Meddu Bookstore in the Greenbrier Mall, right across from the kiosk of We Buy Black. And the number to call, if you're looking for something, give them a call at 404-346-3263. 404-346-3263. Because one of the gifts you should be buying for Kwanzaa, for Zawadi, is a book. Is a book. Buy the young brothers and sisters a book. Go to the Greenbrier Mall for the Medu bookstore. Go to Shrine of the Black Madonna for their bookstore. Or you can go to my good friend, Brother Gazimde Ajamu, Black Dot Cultural Center and Bookstore in Lithonia. I will be the host of his Kwanzaa on Ujima, the third day of Kwanzaa. And Brother Baba Barudi will be the keynote speaker. And I'm delighted and honored to be such. And that is 6984 Main Street in Lithonia. Number to call is 404-519-8107. Brother Gazimde Ajamu and the Black Dot. Brothers and sisters, there truly is light in the Black Dot. Us lifting us, the Economic Development Cooperative for our people in the spirit of Ujamaa. This Friday, the Us Lifting Us will be right here on African Perspectives. We'll have conversation with members of Us Lifting Us, talking about what's happening now with ULU and how you can become involved. But also, you can listen tomorrow night, the Thursday night broadcast. The Thursday night broadcast is at 9 p.m. on Thursdays, broadcast over Blog Talk Radio. And the number to call is 929-929-477-2789. The Thursday night broadcast of Us Lifting Us, the Economic Development Cooperative for our people in the spirit of Ujamaa, or as we like to say, family-centered economics. Akabin Institute, and we have, of course, the Akabin Institute is offering the program for brothers and sisters, relationship program. Going to be February 1st, Relationships 101 for brothers, one for brothers and the other one for sisters, same day. Focusing on preparing for relationships, selecting a compliment, sustaining a relationship, and dating and marriage. Facilitated by Ya Barudi for the women and Baba Mwalimu Barudi for the brothers, for the men. Akabin Institute that has been preparing our warriors, our young men to be warriors that we so desperately need, and they need your help because it is truly an independent school. It relies solely on parents who have the wherewithal, and some do, some don't. And us as a community to help fund Akabin Institute. So make check or money order out to Akabin Institute, P.O. Box 10786, Atlanta, Georgia, 30310. That is Akabin Institute, P.O. Box 10786, Atlanta, Georgia, 30310. But if you want to use Cash App or PayPal, go to, put the dollar sign in, YAAMBARUTI Barudi, and make a payment through Cash App or PayPal. Sanjay Dash Haiti, Sister Gabby Aurelia, Sister Gabrielle, and she's doing outstanding work once again. Please go on the website, Sanjay, S-O-N-J-E, Dash Haiti, A-Y-I-T-I.org, Sanjay Dash Haiti.org, to find out what she's doing, and you can see for yourself the progress they are making in that particular area that is so vitally important. Black Talk Radio Project. The Black Talk Radio Media Project is well underway. Go to blacktalkradionetwork.com. Scroll down, you'll see the donation piece on the right. Make your donations to blacktalkradionetwork.com. The Enye Sesem of Daily Revolutionary Thought. The Enye Sesem. The man dies in all who keep silent in the face of tyranny. The man dies in all who keep silent in the face of tyranny. The history of the relationships between Africans and Europeans should tell us that questions of forgetting and forgiving do not deserve a momentary reflection. It is a lie that not only forgiving guilty people gives them power over you. They will hold power over you only until you stop them from doing what they're doing. As long as they are allowed to dominate you, your forgiveness of them is worthless in preventing them from destroying you and all you represent. In fact, undeserved forgiveness gives them even more freedom to act against you. In a world of equals, forgiveness requires that the perpetrators, number one, collectively recognize and admit their crimes. Number two, stop trying to draw comparisons between their crimes and those of their victims in an attempt to lessen the impact of what they have done. Number three, are truly sorry for what they have done. And number four, have stopped in all ways doing whatever it was they were doing and are seeking forgiveness for. And number five, have fully compensated their victims. Forgetting, of course, is even more nonsensical because of forgetting. Like forgiving leaves one open to repeated assaults by the same people in the same way. Even worse, if you forget how you got to be where you are now, you will not be able to find your way home. And even if we rediscover our roots but do not understand what tore us from them, we could easily be ripped from them again and again, each time becoming more distant from the possibility of a complete and final return home. Affirm, I forgive enemies only for good reason, but I never forget. Affirm, I forgive enemies only for good reason, but I never forget. December 18th. Speak the truth to the people. To identify the enemy is to free the mind. Free the mind of the people. Speak to the mind of the people. Speak truth. Poetess Mari Evans. No matter how economically or socially distant the European elite are from the dispossessed Caucasian masses, they are one. The European elite still share a joint supremacist, exploitive, dominative, nationalist agenda with the European masses. They form one genocultural nation. Europeans who have the Caucasian masses as their constituency cannot truly risk alienating them in a game of racial politics, because if they know nothing else, they know that in a political economic system grounded in European Caucasian extremism, racism, and privilege, European masses' loyalty is first and foremost to their Caucasianness, their whiteness. Unless the European elite can make the non-European masses equally blindly loyal to them, they cannot take the chance of blatantly forsaking their own for others. This is especially true if their cause undermines the European masses for survival. That they are of the same mind is most evident in the fact that any dispossessed Europeans would gladly assume the position vacated by a dead or dismissed elite without skipping a racist beat. Whether dispossessed or elite, culture precedes class in the European mind. I'm going to repeat, because you hear it all the time. Culture. You hear it all the time. What is our situation? Is it cultural or is it race? No, it is always about race. Whether dispossessed or elite, race precedes class in the European mind. Class antagonisms do not negate nationalism bound by race culture. Of this, we should remain cognizant, no matter how doggedly race Marxists and liberals Europeans work to convince us that we're in the same class with them. Affirm, I speak to the mind of our people. Affirm, I speak to the mind of our people. And that's what I try to do. That's why this program exists, to deal with the African mind. Nothing more important than
dealing with the African mind. Renoko. Renoko Rashidi. Renoko is planning his trip, brothers and sisters, January 21st through February 4th, 2020. It is very important if you want to take a trip where you can go to Senegal, Gambia, and Guinea-Bissau. It's very important that you try to contact him. Still room available. Only $3,800. Only $3,800 coming up very soon. January 21st to February 4th. I have Renoko on the program. One of, the highlight I've been mentioning about this trip is you have the opportunity when you are in Senegal on your first leg of your trip to visit the radiocarbon dating laboratory of the honorable, great historian and scholar, Dr. Cheikhanta Diop. And that's something to look forward to. You can see what a great man and the things that he did, which I mean tremendous. So that's Renoko Rashidi. Go to drrenoko.com. Go to Dr. Renoko, drrenoko.com. drrenoko.com. And Kwanzaa. Let me first get some more of these things that I read periodically because I want to... make sure that we're on the same page. You know, we're on the same page. That's okay. There you go. I'll come back to that. Let me go to here. You know, this one with Kwame Nkrumah and why I read it and why I'm passionate about it is because it is the direction that we as African people must go if we are to be a free and self-determining people, if we are to be liberated, if we are to be sovereign, and if our belief that somehow we can make Caucasians, you know, I was watching the national news this morning, and they're talking about faith. And today they were talking about the Baha'i community and how the Baha'i community is one of the fastest growing religions. You know, because the Baha'i faith is encompassing of all the other faiths. And how there is no set preachers and set doctrines. It's all about oneness of humanity. You know, I think the problem with that is that we would all truly like to see, you know, if there was a true oneness of humanity where there was no elites, there's nobody dictating and dominating. What you would truly have is a total integration of humanity, of everybody who... whatever cultures that they have, they share in that, and they don't supplant, they don't undermine, they don't destroy. They all work together to manage the planet, to make a benefit for all human beings. And wherever there is a situation that calls for mobilization of people to come there and to help out with a flood, a hurricane, a volcano eruption, whatever the catastrophe might be, human beings come together to deal with that. Human beings come together to make sure there's fresh, clean water for all humanity, good land to grow food on, and that land is in harmony with nature, that the migration patterns of animals aren't destroyed, the habitats of animals are not destroyed, that we pretty much stop the extinction of insect, animals, and plants. But unfortunately for the Baha'i and all the other religions for what they espouse. That ain't happening. And you know what? It ain't gonna happen. That's why I'm advocating for us to go home to Africa. And I'm advocating for Africans to drop all the bullshit and come together as one Africa. That's right, I said it. I'm gonna keep on saying it because that's what we must do. That's what me must do. So I'm hoping that we begin to understand that. Kwame Nkrumah said this. You know, Ghana was the first country to gain independence from the colonizer, from Britain. And boy, you know I hate them. And in 1957, but in 1961, he said this at the Speech of Freedom. I believe strongly and sincerely that with the deep-rooted wisdom and dignity, the innate respect for human lives, the intense humanity that is our heritage, the African culture united under one federal government will emerge not just as another world bloc to flaunt its wealth and strength, but has a great power whose greatness is indestructible because it is built not on fear, envy, or suspicion, nor won at the expense of others, but founded on hope, trust, friendship, dedicated to the good of all mankind. Some years later, unfortunately, and you know he was disposed, they put a coup on him, and damn. If we do not approach the problems in Africa with a common front and a common purpose, we'll be haggling and wrangling among ourselves until we are once again colonized and become the trolls of a far greater colonialism than we suffer heretofore. One of the staunch Pan-Africanism and cultural sovereigntists is Sister Dr. Marimba Ani. She said, to be truly liberated, African people must come to know the nature of European thought and behavior in order to understand the effect the European has had on our ability to think victoriously. We must be able to separate our thoughts from European thoughts, so to visualize a future that is not dominated by Europe. This is demanded by an African-centered view because we are African, and because the fact the future which Europe leads us is genocide. Man, oh man, oh man, I tell you, that's real. That is real, brothers and sisters. That is sure enough real. And what happens is we're afraid to deal with it. We're afraid to deal with it. This is what Martin R. Delaney said. He said, our culture is to be redeemed, and it is a great and glorious work. And we are the instrumentalities, and we are the instrumentalities by which it is to be done. We must go from among our oppressors. It can never be done by staying among them. You know that's true. You know that we can't do nothing here amongst them. Not in that way, not to be liberated. Not to be sovereign. We can't do it. But I know that many of our people believe, trust, that somehow, some way, Europeans will see the error of their ways. But I just read to you from the Enye Satsim, where they talked about European, those who are dispossessed, which is the majority of them. They don't want to talk about redistribution of wealth. Because in the European mind, you are trained to believe in individualism, materialism, greed, and violence. And as an individual, you believe too that one day something possible could happen, like yesterday in Ohio. Somebody won that big money, $300 million in Ohio, near Cleveland. Hope it was a brother or sister. And they want to believe that they too will strike the lottery or get an inheritance or invent something, whatever, invest in something, whatever. Because they believe that that is the best. But you see, that's like right now when people are talking about how great the economy. I don't believe a damn thing this country has to say about a damn thing, okay? They can't tell me sugar, honey, iced tea about employment. It's almost, this is the best employment for black folks since they was enslaved when they had 100% employment. Gotta be kidding. So we're going to talk about Kwanzaa. We're going to talk about Kwanzaa and the importance of Kwanzaa as a holiday. You know, I love Kwanzaa. I do. I fell in love with Kwanzaa. I remember I was first introduced to Kwanzaa back in the late 70s. Kwanzaa was started in 1966 by Milana Karinga. Well, I'll tell you what I'm doing. Let me read from Conrad. But first I'm going to read this. I might read this again. I'm going to be reading this a lot because I think this is very important. The importance of Kwanzaa is self-definition and self-celebration. Kwanzaa was initiated by Milana Karinga and draws on both our African heritage and our American experiences. Kwanzaa is the only non-personality oriented holiday formally celebrated by American African people. Kwanzaa depends on us and only us to exist. And at the same time, Kwanzaa's existence affirms our struggle and our progress. Kwanzaa is our holiday because we made it our holiday, regardless of what others may think or feel about Kwanzaa. Kwanzaa is our holiday because in celebrating Kwanzaa, we focus on ourselves. To the degree that we make Kwanzaa important in the celebration of our lives, to that same degree, Kwanzaa celebrations nationwide elevates us in the eyes of everyone who view our Kwanzaa efforts and evaluates the capabilities of us as a people to chart our own destiny. The purpose of Kwanzaa is for African people to realize the vision of being, as the principles say to us, umoja, unified, kujichagulia, to be self-determining, ujima, to work together collectively, we all work together, ujamaa, we spend our money, we lend our talents for the good of us collectively. Nia, our purpose. Our purpose at whatever time that is, at a young age to an older age, we have a purpose. And that purpose is to enlighten our community, to support one another, to begin to love and respect one another. Our purpose. Kumba, creativity. Not just the creativity of us as entertainers and sports athletes, but the creativity that we once had to build a society and a world that was the marvel of the ancient world and even the contemporary societies. And we could do it again today. Creativity. The creative mind. Don't you sometimes when you're online, if you got Facebook or whatever, and you see some brother making something out of nothing? The creative genius. And the last principle, imani, faith. Not just a faith in an entity or being higher than ourselves or some other religious faith that you may have, but a faith in ourselves. A belief in ourselves, the faith that we have that we will overcome any roadblock, detour, pitfall that is put in our path to come together collectively, to come together as one. Because the underlying theme of Kwanzaa is unity. Unity. Not unity in conformity, that we all wear the same thing and think the same way and so forth. But I remember hearing that saying by a number of our people, well, you would know we're not a monolith. Damn it, I wish we were. I wish we were. I wish we all thought in a way that says, hey, nobody's going to put nothing over on us, because why? We have a collective mindset. We believe in each other. We support one another. And so whenever somebody brings something, we're going to deal with it collectively. Ain't nobody going to go from us and try to make a deal. And so he or she can get paid. Just like Brother Jay said another day when he talked to, Nigel Ennis. And Nigel Ennis, because I saw Nigel Ennis in Brazil when I was in Brazil in Carnival in Rio, him and his buddies, you know. And I didn't say nothing to him, you know. But I've seen him on TV skinning and grinning, and then seen his daddy, you know. And as he told Jay, he said, I'm just trying to get paid. And of course, when you are in a system such as this, that is your objective, to get paid. That's what you think is most important, is to get paid. Just like when I said that, thought about my boy Screaming A. Smith and his cheesing ass. He's a capitalist. He said so. He said, I don't give a damn. I'm a capitalist. I want to get paid. I want to get paid. So I'm going to read from my good brother, Brother Conrad World, in his weekly articles in the Chicago Crusader magazine. I'm going to read two articles, one now, the other one after the break. This one deals with Kwanzaa. Well, they both deal with Kwanzaa, you know. When I come back after the announcement, I'm going to talk about Kwanzaas that are happening in our area, maybe in your area, that are going on, and I'll get more to do that by Friday. I know Friday, once again, I'm going to have members of Us Lifting Us, ULU, to talk about what's going on with ULU and upcoming convention here in Atlanta in March 2020, and of course, the importance of Us Lifting Us in the spirit of Ujamaa. That's right. Here you go. It's from Kwanzaa. And then on Monday, I'm going to have Bashir Mchawi, one of the brothers who helped create Kwanzaa. And we're going to talk about Kwanzaa and the creation of Kwanzaa. That's going to be on Monday. Bashir Mchawi, he's been on the program the last 2 years to talk about the helping and then the formation of Kwanzaa and where that's at and how important Kwanzaa has become and its influence globally. This is Conrad World, my good brother, my good friend, and from the Crusader newspaper out of Chicago, dated in this early December of this year. Get ready for Kwanzaa. In the wake of the rising reemergence of the American African student movement in America, it is important that every segment of the African community in America begin preparing for the Kwanzaa season. It is estimated that more than 30 million Africans here in America participate in some sort of Kwanzaa activity or event. In order for this occurrence to continue, parents, teachers, principals, ministers, business people, and community activists must begin preparation now, immediately. The first question that obviously should be asked is, in preparation for the 53rd Kwanzaa season, that's right, 53rd. Kwanzaa was started in 1966. Is what is Kwanzaa and why is it so important for African people in America to celebrate, and African people globally, not just in America? Kwanzaa is celebrated in the Caribbean. Kwanzaa needs to be celebrated throughout the diaspora. Kwanzaa needs to be celebrated on the continent. We must, if it needs to be tweaked, shaped, or in order for Africans globally to connect, because it is not just for us here in America. It is for African people on the continent and throughout the diaspora to have this celebration of African people talking about unity, self-determination, liberation, sovereignty for African people, talking about our purpose of working together, talking about our purpose of spending money with each other, talk about our purpose on this planet as African people to one another, our creativity and our faith, not just our faith in Christian religion or Muslim religion or Baha'i or any damn thing else, but our faith in ourselves and each other, that no matter what happens, we will overcome and we will sustain that together. Our men, our women, together with our children, our elders, and giving honor and praise and reverence to our ancestors together. In 1966, the Black Power movement explosion shook up America. The call for Black Power was a major shift away from civil rights movement during that era. This was the movement that successfully dismantled the system of racial segregation by law in the southern regions of the United States. However, among the masses of American African people, there was a deeper meaning to the idea of freedom, justice, and equality that had not been advocated by the civil rights movement. The call for Black Power by Congressman Adam Clayton Powell and, of course, Kwame Ture, formerly known as Stokely Carmichael. But I know you knew that. And others gave a new impetus to the African liberation movement in America. When the smoke cleared from the Watts Rebellion in 65, an organization emerged in Los Angeles area called US. Its leader was Dr. Malana Karinga. An intense study of African cultural traditions, Karinga and the US organization established the only nationally celebrated indigenous non-heroic holiday in the United States that we call Kwanzaa. The concept of Kwanzaa was established for Africans in America and was derived from the African customs of the celebrating of the harvest season. Dr. Karinga's own words, he says, the origin of Kwanzaa on the African continent are in the agricultural celebrations called the first fruit celebrations and to a lesser degree the full or general harvest celebration. It is from these first fruit celebrations that Kwanzaa gets its name, which comes from the Kiswahili phrase, Mandude Ye Kwanzaa. Further, Mandu means fruits, Ye Kwanzaa means first. The extra A was added at the end of the Kwanzaa and has become the convention as a result of the particular history. Yeah, that extra A. Well, because Kwanzaa spelt the other way only had six, and Kwanzaa spelt with additional A has seven. And it is a seven-day celebration. We can do what we want. We can do what we want. That's right. Kwanzaa officially celebrated December 26th to January 1st, and each day a value of the Nguza Saba, the seven principles of Africanness, is celebrated. The Nguza Saba, the seven principles are umoja, unity, to strive for and maintain unity in the family, community, nation, and our culture. Kujichagulia, self-determination, to define ourselves, create for ourselves, and speak for ourselves instead of being defined, named, and created for and spoken for by others. Nobody outside of us speaks for us. Nobody outside of who we are determines who we are and what we're going to be and what our names is. I mean, you know, it was during the Kwanzaa season early on in the 80s that I decided to change my name. Because I understood that if you believe in these principles, then you should exemplify them. You should practice them. Ujima, collective work and responsibility, to build and maintain our community together, to make our sisters and brothers' problems our problems, and to solve them together. you know, during the seven principal week, it would be a great thing on the third day of Kwanzaa to say, hey, man, I got a project I need help with. Come on, y'all come on and help me clean this basement up or clean this junk room up or I got some work in this garage. I got something that needs to be done and I need help with us together. Or we're going to build something. Yeah, I've been talking about building this and talking about, but you know what? It's Kwanzaa and it's Ujima, collective work and responsibility. I'm going to go ahead and build this project. And I know some good brothers and sisters who are very good, and I'm going to get with them and we're going to make that happen. Collective work and responsibility. Ujima, cooperative economics, to build and maintain our own stores and shops and other businesses and to profit from them together. Us Lifting Us is an organization that was developed in the spirit of Ujima, cooperative economics, or as we like to say, family-centered economics. We do it together. We spend our money with each other. It is a damn shame that all throughout our communities in this country, where we are predominant, people outside of us have stores. I mean, all kinds of businesses. In my immediate neighborhood here, I don't even have a damn cleaners. Some Koreans up the street. If you know me, Brother Oshi, Baba Oshi, I don't mind paying a little more. I don't mind driving a little further to support us. Sacrifices have to be made. I remember when Sister Maria had her station and then the street was in construction. I tried my best to go around all those detours to make it to her place. And because many of them didn't, she finally went out of business. Coffee shop in Milwaukee had that same issue. Coffee makes you black. My good brother Brad Thurman, who I've known for many years, even before he came on the Milwaukee Fire Department, and I was already on. And his coffee shop was having problems because of construction. And it seemed like there would be days and days when nothing was happening. Seemed like all last year, it was under construction. So the community got together, put a call out and said, hey, in order for this brother to survive, we need to patronize him, regardless of the construction that's going on. And to my pleasant surprise, people sent back pictures and photos and things that were happening. That's what we must do. Cooperative economics. This Kwanzaa season, look, to me, not just this Kwanzaa season, brother, because understand this. This is supposed to be part of our everyday existence as African people. And not just here in America, but as African people, period. To support one another, to trust one another, believe in one another, respect one another. Feel good when somebody is successful. Help somebody to be successful. Nia, purpose, to make has our collective vocation the building and developing of our community in order to restore our people to their traditional greatness. I look at traditional greatness in the rise of African people in ancient African, contemporary Africa. And I also look at what we were able to do. What we were able to do in our captivity, even in spite of all the evilness of segregation, of lynching, of terror, in spite of all of that, we were able to do monumental things and to contribute, to make monumental, great contributions to society. When I was working in schools, I always show Masters of Invention, a documentary, little 20-minute documentary with Glenn Turman as the narrator, talking about what we had contributed to society in spite of. In fact, Sister Dr. Patricia Bath, she just passed. She was the one who created the laser fecal probe for cataract removal. And she talked about how, you know, how she was challenged to try to be an ophthalmologist at UCLA in her education. In spite of all those things, we still rise. Kumba, creativity, to always, as much as we can, in the way we can, in order to leave our community more beautiful and beneficial than we inherited it. But also, too, as I say when I talk about Kumba, not just the creativity that we have as a people to be artists, to be entertainers, to be athletes, but the creativity that we have in our heart, in our mind, in our soul to do great things in spite of. I just mentioned earlier about when you go online on your Facebook and you see a brother or a sister who has created something, done something, and made a way when there was no way. That is our creativity. That is the inspiration that we have as African people. Imani, faith. To believe with all our hearts in our people, our parents, our teachers, our leaders, and the righteousness and victory of our struggle. Yes, we have belief in various religions. And unfortunately, some of our people make that religion more important than anything, unfortunately. Because what should be is our faith and our belief in our people, in ourselves, in our ability to overcome whatever roadblocks, detours, or pitfalls that are in our path. We will overcome them. We will persevere. Because we have a faith in each other. Even though I'm a Muslim, I'm not a Muslim, or a Christian, I'm not a Christian, or any other theology, I'm just messing with the Baha'i, I guess. I'm a Baha'i. But whatever my religious faith is, what's paramount, what's number one, is not that. What's paramount and number one is our liberation, our self-determination. Our sovereignty as African people to control our lives. That's what's most important. Because number one, the religions that we have are individualistic. Oh, I'm blessed. I'm blessed and highly favored. Oh, yeah, you are, huh? Well, your family's going to hell. Community's destroyed all the way around. Jobs are leaving, but you blessed. You highly favored. And that's all you care about. So far as you're concerned, let the rapture begin. Let the apocalypse now happen because I'm blessed and highly favored. I'm going to go up there and meet Jesus and all the other saints. That's your attitude. Over the last 50 plus years, through the organizing of community-based Pan-African nationalist organizations, Kwanzaa has become institutionalized throughout the African communities in the United States and in throughout the African diaspora and on the African continent. That's why millions upon millions of people celebrate Kwanzaa. And I want to take it a step further. I just want you to celebrate it. I want you to incorporate it into your everyday life. Not just December 26th to January 1st. I want it to be 24/7, 365. Kwanzaa is a way to help African people in America fulfill the need and desire to be a unified people with a common set of experiences that lead us toward a common set of goals and objectives for freedom, independence, liberation, and sovereignty for us as a people. My good brother, Dr. Conrad Wuerl. Brothers and sisters, we're going to take a break. When we come back from the break, we'll have more talk about Kwanzaa. You can join this conversation, of course, by dialing 215-490-9832. 215-490-9832. We'll be right back.
You are listening to African Perspectives with host Brother Oshi on Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasting or live program scheduling, hit them up at timeforanawakening@gmail.com.
Hey, on a solo.
You are listening to Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts or live programming, hit them up at timeforanawakening.com.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. Once again, you're listening to African Perspectives here on the Motherland Media Network on timeforanawakening.com and blacktalkradionetwork.com. That was Sun Goddess, Ramsey Lewis, and Earth, Wind, and Fire. Yeah, they just got the big award at the Kennedy Center, huh? Right on. Right on to Earth, Wind, and Fire and the beauty of Maurice White and all the brothers and sisters that performed with Earth, Wind, and Fire. They had a bad sister Bay back in the day before they changed. But still, my key album is Last Days in Time. Man, my favorite, Power. Yeah. Where Have All the Flowers Gone? Mom, which I play around Mother's Day, because probably not a lot of people never even heard that song if they didn't get that album. Last Days in Time, Earth, Wind, and Fire. This is African Perspectives. We're here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And other programming that we have here on Time for an Awakening Media, immediately following this program every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. But on Monday and Wednesday, so right today, is the Black People Matrix with Brother Franklin Jones from 1 to 3. Monday evenings, Acres of Diamonds from 6 to 8, followed by Let's Buy a Black 365. And then after that is Conversations, Reparations with Brother Jamoke and Sister Lacey at 9 p.m. On Tuesdays, Black Reality Think Tank with Dr. William Rogers from 8 to 10. And then on Wednesdays, Revive with Sister POC from 8 to 10. On Thursdays, Relationships with Joey and Troy at 7 p.m. And then on Friday, if it's Friday and it's 8 p.m. Eastern, you know it is Time for an Awakening with Brother Elliot and Brother Richard. And then on Sunday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's Revive with Sister POC. And then Sunday evening at 7 p.m. on Sunday evening, it is, once again, Time for an Awakening with Brother Elliot and Brother Richard. But every Monday through Friday from 10 p.m. Eastern to 12 a.m., it is the Warren Ballantyne Show. And the number to call is 215-490-9832. 215-490-9832. There's a number of Kwanzaa celebrations that are happening in Milwaukee. And believe me, I've enjoyed the Milwaukee celebrations. You know, my first Kwanzaa experience, of course, is in someone's home, which should be very important because we've had some good ones here in Atlanta since I've been here. Good Kwanzaa celebrations in brothers and sisters' homes. And then they started doing some, you know, community-wide celebrations. So the number one community-wide celebration is going to be at two places in Milwaukee, the Wisconsin African-American Women's Center, and, of course, at the Wisconsin Black Historical Society, Brother Claiborne Benson, who has kept Kwanzaa alive in our community by doing such. And he has the first day. He's been historically having the first day, Umoja, and that's going to be at the 2620 North Center Street in Milwaukee at the Wisconsin Black Historical Society. And then next day is Kuji Chagalia, which will be at the African American Women's Center, and that's going to be sponsored by Africans on the Move, 3020 West Valley Street, my good sister Josephine Hill. And then on Saturday the 28th, Kuji Ujima Collective Work Responsibility, and that time and place will be mentioned. And then on Sunday the 29th, Cooperative Economics, Ujamaa, Stakeholders Town Hall Meeting, hosted by the Wisconsin Black Chamber of Commerce. That's going to be at the African American Women's Center. Wisconsin Black Chamber of Commerce. Because, you know, they have the Democratic National Convention in Milwaukee next year. So, they want to impact on that. And then on Monday, NIA Purpose, hosted by Omo Anya, and that is the drumming group. The drumming group. From 5 to 7 at the Wisconsin African American Women's Center, 3020 West Valley. And then on Wednesday, I don't see Kumba. I don't know. But they have Wednesday Imani Faith, and of course they have the Kamaru Ye Imani. The Kamaru. Kamaru means the feast. And they have the Kamaru Ye Imani, and that's going to be at the African American Women's Center. The Kamaru Ye Imani. And vendors are welcome. And then, of course, we got Atlanta, and we have the Atlanta Regional Kwanzaa Association, which talks about things that are happening around the city of Atlanta. course, I mentioned the Shrine of the Black Madonna. I don't have the total layout, but of course, Umoja, I've been invited to speak for Umoja, Unity, and I'm honored to do so. But this Sunday here in Atlanta at the Arts Exchange with Brother Kenneth Zaki, my good brother Kenneth Zaki, the Art Exchange is located 2148 Noonan Street in East Point. And it's going to be from 12 p.m. to 8 p.m. There is no cost, and there's free food. It's an expo. You can buy stuff, do all kinds of great things. There'll be entertainment, drumming, dancing. It is a pre-Kwanzaa, once again, expose, an explosion of love for self and our people. That is going to be at the Art Exchange, 2148 Noonan Street in East Point. And free and open to the public. The first day of Kwanzaa, one of the first days of Kwanzaa will be at the Art Exchange, as well as the Shrine of the Black Madonna. Might be some other places, I'm not sure yet. And if you know, if you want your place mentioned, like I said, give me a call at 414-324-5796. 414-324-5796. Or you can drop me an email at OSHI427, A as in Apple, D as in dog, E as in Edward, OSHI427ADE at gmail.com. So that's the Art Exchange. And then there's the Umoja program we're going to have. That's free and open to the public from 4 to 9 on December 26th. Also, Umoja Day Kwanzaa celebration at Riverdale Center. 7210 Church Street in Riverdale, another suburb of Atlanta, just like East Point. That is also free and open to the public. That's gonna be Sister Etta Hawkins. You can give her a call at 404-394-7506. 404-394-7506. The next day, Kujichagulia. December 27th, the Malcolm X Grassroots Movement celebrates Kujichagulia, and it's going to be at the First African Church. It's led by powerful youth and young adults. It's going to be Friday, and it's going to be from 7 to 9 p.m., and First African is located 5197 Salem Road in Lithonia, and they're looking forward to having a great program on Kujichagulia at the Malcolm X Grassroots Movement on the 27th. On the 28th, Ujima Collective Work Responsibility is going to be at the Arctic Center, located once again at 2448 Noonan Street. And that program, once again, is free and open to the public. There's also a Kwanzaa celebration, dances and drummers and family and community. Light hors d'oeuvres going to be at the Black Dot Cultural Center. That's right, Brother Kazimde Ajamu at the Black Dot Cultural Center, 6984 Main Street in Lithonia. That's going to be on the 28th at 7 p.m. I'm hosting along with Baba Ajamu, and the keynote speaker is Mwalimu Baruti. Baba Baruti is the keynote speaker. That is at 7 p.m. at Black Dog Cultural Center. And also on the 28th, Yoruri Dancers Kwanzaa Celebration. There will be a free dance class for the community, followed by a Kwanzaa program with entertainment and light refreshments. At the end, you know, fruit and cake, water, vendors will be available. And that is located at Muhammad School Gym, 735 Fayetteville Road in Atlanta. In Fulton County, 735 Fayetteville Road. That is Saturday the 28th. 9:30 to 11 is the free dance class for the family. And then 12 to 2 is the free Kwanzaa program. UNIA, ACL, the United Negro Improvement Association and African Community League, Division 421, and the Ujima Kwanzaa Celebration, the United, and they're having a Kwanzaa, the Principles of Kwanzaa in the work of Marcus Garvey, Saturday, December 28th, starting at 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Then the address is the Sights and Sound Cultural Museum inside the North DeKalb Mall. That's located where I used to live in near Tucker. It's on 2050 Lawrenceville Highway in Decatur, Georgia. Lawrenceville Highway. And the contact person is Brother Lumumba. And then also on the 28th, they say First African celebrates Kwanzaa. The brothers and sisters at First African. It's a children's Kwanzaa activities. And that's going to be located once again at 5197 Salem Road in Lithonia. And it's going to be a beautiful program highlighting the work of our young people. And the start time is at 2:30 and it ends at 7. Yeah, let me read this. Okay, family Kwanzaa activities will include learning drum dance, drama, and cooking. Each participant will receive Kwanzaa passport to get stamped, has the journey through various rooms to learn about the, and engage with Kwanzaa principles. It will include movies, arts, crafts, games, storytelling, dancing, drumming. This sounds exciting. And the Kwanzaa Bowl for youth and teens. Participants will select and sit at tables aligned for, to the talent or in interest. During the Kamaru, which is a meal, the feast, during the Kamaru, each table group will work collaboratively to get to know one another and create a unique and engaging act that demonstrates expressions of Kwanzaa. Final acts will be shared with the entire group. Volunteers are needed on the 28th. That's beautiful what they're doing there. All these Kwanzaa celebrations in various ways. This is a fantastic. And, of course, the 28th and the 29th. On the 29th, Kwanzaa celebrations of Ujamaa. There will be a Kwanzaa ceremony and program with Brother Akbar Imhotep. Brother's doing a great job as MC. He will have performances by, the Elegba Senior Dance Ensemble. I saw them at a Kwanzaa presentation I did last week. Beautiful brothers and sisters, our elders. And them sisters are just getting it. And brothers is drumming good, too. It's great. It's really great. Frederick Green's band and the jam session, spoken word artists and vendors and a silent auction. That's going to be at Church of the Incarnation, 2407 Cascade Road, Southwest, at 30311. It's right down the street from me, Church of the Incarnation, because I live on Cascade. And the date, of course, is Sunday the 29th. And it's from 4 to 7 p.m. And once again, it is free. But attendees are asked to bring a non-perishable item for Minnie's Pantry. Will help feed the Atlanta University students in the dorms. All right. And parking is free. NIA Purpose, once again, at the Art Exchange, where I will be the keynote speaker at the Art Exchange, 2148 Noonan Street. And that is going to be on December 30th from 7 to 10. And once again, food will be served. The one thing that we're having at the Art Exchange, we're not selling food. The only thing that we're selling is the vendors who are selling items. But we want to make this a holistic project and bring our young people in. And then December 1st, 2020, Imani celebrations return to the Greenbrier Mall. Launching the new year with Imani. The Greenbrier Mall, located 2841 Greenbrier Parkway, right off of Georgia Highway 166. Right off of Campbellton Road, the Greenbrier Mall. That'll be Wednesday, January 1st from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. And that's free. Those are the Kwanzaa celebrations that are happening within the Atlanta area and Milwaukee and anywhere else in between. I hope something happens. If nothing ain't happening, you make it happen. You organize it. Even if it's just one day. Just one day. And of course, I'm asking you to organize a community celebration. But of course, everybody should celebrate Kwanzaa in their homes. If they don't do it all 7 days, at least do it one day to bring the family together and to remember those who came before us and to show some love and respect to the young people coming up. That's why, yes, there is gifts in Kwanzaa, Zawadi. But gifts in Kwanzaa are meant to be gifts that are practical, because the whole idea was not to cause any undue hardship on anybody. That was the whole idea. Well, not maybe the whole idea. The whole idea was to bring us back to who we are as a people, but also to recognizing that, at these celebrations, a lot of times, particularly with Kwanzaa, you know, there'd be undue hardships because, you know, people extend themselves for these holidays, and, you know, money being what it is, money's tight. And so we're selling that, no, we don't want to do that. We don't want to do that. We want to be able to celebrate and know that through our celebrations, we are coming together. The Kwanzaa season and economics. Conrad, my good brother Conrad, said this, wrote this article a week ago. Kwanzaa is an African-American celebration based on African cultural harvest celebrations and collective principles which contribute to the unity and development in our community in this U.S. of A. This is the 53rd anniversary of Kwanzaa and the 50th of the celebration in Chicago. And I believe Milwaukee has been celebrating just as long. Not, they may have in Chicago a community celebration. I don't remember if there was one. I don't remember, because the only people I remember celebrating Kwanzaa was like five families that I remember early on. And I celebrated with two of them, you know, before they started doing, we started doing community-wide celebrations. Kwanzaa was created to introduce African people in America to new values. Kwanzaa is a seven-day celebration that is held from December 26th to January 1st. These new values, called the Nguza Saba, or the seven principles of Africanness, if practiced, would give us a set of priorities and commitments which would enhance our human possibilities and lead to their liberation and higher level of human life. Let me read that again. Let me please read that again, Brother Oshie. Yes, sir, I will do that. I will read that again, because that's what's important. That is what is important. Kwanzaa was created to introduce African people in America and throughout the diaspora and even on the continent, I'm throwing some stuff in, to new values. Kwanzaa is a seven-day celebration that is held from December 26th to January 1st. These new values, called the Nguza Saba, or the seven principles of Africanness, if practiced and instilled in our everyday lives, would give us a set of priorities and commitments which would enhance our human possibilities and lead our liberation in a higher level of human life. Ashe. The United States economy is suffering from the Caucasian arrogance of centuries of brutal exploitation of the world's resources and its people. The era of the United States history demands that African people in America place a greater degree of emphasis on our collective economic salvation. Once again, the old truth that being black people are the last hired and the first fired is resurfacing itself throughout the major employment centers in this country. Given this economic crisis, the Kwanzaa season helps us place the question of economics on the agenda of our struggle. The eradication of our economic slave condition must continue to be a major challenge. It cannot be stated enough that we are far too dependent on Europeans and Asians for our food, clothing, and shelter. I repeat, it cannot be stated enough that we are far too dependent on Europeans and Asians for our food, clothing, and shelter. The principle we commemorate during Kwanzaa season that speaks to this issue is Ujamaa, cooperative economics. This principle encourages African people in America to build and maintain our own stores and shops and other businesses and to profit from them together. On the fourth day of Kwanzaa, Sunday, December 29th, this principle is celebrated. In this regard, it is important once again to state Malcolm's economic philosophy of black nationalism. Malcolm said, "We must be reeducated to the importance of controlling the economy in which we live by owning and operating the businesses in the community we will live in and developing some industry that will employ our people so we won't have to boycott and picket other people in other communities to get a job. We must understand the importance of spending money in our community on which we live. El Hajj Malik El Shabazz, Brother Omar Wali, Malcolm X further stated, the neighborhoods in which you spend your money became richer and richer, and the neighborhoods in which the money is taken out of became poorer and poorer. This creates slums. All the wealth leaves. Finally, speaking on the topic of economic philosophy of African nationalism and collectivism, he continues by pointing out, even when we try to spend money in our community, we don't. Business is controlled by outsiders who don't live in our community because we don't know the importance of owning and operating businesses for ourselves. So money leaves our community in a basket at sundown. We must control our own economy. One important activity American African people should practice during the Kwanzaa season is doing business with each other, thus continuing this practice throughout the year. I repeat, one activity that we must do during the Kwanzaa season and every day after is doing business with each other and thus continuing that practice throughout the year. In next to the final chapter of Dr. Chancellor Williams' classic book, The Destruction of Black Civilization, he addresses the issue of organizing our culture for action. Dr. Chancellor Williams explains that this organizing culture action should have a major component, the Division of Economic Planning and Development. He explains that the Division of Economic and Planning and Development should be the foundation of the organization's efforts and principal source of support and promotion and the most important activities of our culture. A guiding principle should be that all promoted communities, enterprises shall be cooperatively owned and controlled by the people of the community and that each enterprise be highly trained management and competent service professionals. Our personnel must be trained. We must own it ourselves. That's us lifting us. I can't wait to get the brothers and sisters on the program on Friday. In this connection, Dr. Chancellor Williams makes this observation. The second great understanding should be that economic activities are so fundamental to any true upward mobility. So clearly, indispensably, at this stage in history, this that it should be unnecessary to state it, to even state it. This is so important that we should understand this and know this, but more importantly, practice it. To practice it. If we are to ever become a free and independent people, we must organize our culture for action. Dr. Conrad Worrell, if we are to be a self-determining, liberated people, a sovereign people, we must organize our people to action. Not just words, action. That's the bottom line, action. As the saying goes, actions speak louder than words. Give me a call at 215-490-9832. 215-490-9832. We can have a conversation about what's Kwanzaa, what it's about, how important it is. Like I said, I really love when I found this this piece the other day, you know, because I just think how important it is that the importance of Kwanzaa is self-definition and self-celebration. Kwanzaa, even though it was initiated by Malana Karingo, but there were also others there. My good brother Beyond Monday, Brother Bashir Mchawi, to talk about the origins of Kwanzaa. Kwanzaa is the only non-personality-orientated holiday formally celebrated by American African people. Kwanzaa depends on us and only us to exist. And at the same time, Kwanzaa's existence affirms our struggle and our progress. Kwanzaa is our holiday because we made it our holiday, regardless of what others may think or feel about Kwanzaa. I don't give a damn. Kwanzaa is our holiday because it is celebrating. In celebrating Kwanzaa, we focus on ourselves. To the degree that we make Kwanzaa important in the celebration of our lives, to that same degree, Kwanzaa celebrations nationwide elevate us in the eyes of everyone who view our Kwanzaa efforts, and elevates the capability of us as a people to chart our own destiny. Brother Kamalumu, yay, Salam, in New Orleans. Love it. Love it. Because it is ours. And that celebration, we must be responsible for. You know, because Milana at the time, you know, Milana Karinga has done some things that have upset people in our movement, in our struggle. There's no doubt about that. You know, he's done some good things. And obviously Kwanzaa was one, the Hosea, a number of good things. But I know I remember being in Milwaukee at the Wisconsin Black Historical Society when they unveiled the stamp from the U.S. Postal Service. And then there was the flag. That flag was different. It wasn't the flag that Marcus Garvey gave us. That wasn't the flag that Sister Amy Jacques Garvey talked about and gave us that saying, this old flag of mine. You know, it wasn't that red, black, and green. It was black, green. I mean, it was black, red, and green. You know, why he did that, I don't know. I don't know if that was the changing of the colors for the US organization, I don't know. You know, but he's done some things like that. You know, in fact, when Kwanzaa first started, he was in prison because of an incident. And so the growth of Kwanzaa was happening while he was away. Yes, he helped start it, and we give him love and respect for that. But he doesn't own it. Nobody owns it. Kwanzaa is ours. Kwanzaa is ours. Kwanzaa speaks to the principles that we must put into our everyday lives. So for those of us who are listening, I'm going to talk about the symbols of Kwanzaa. Now, just like I do a libation before every program that is taped, and I've been asked to do libations numbers of times around the country for openings of various things, because whatever the occasion is, whether it be a solemn or somber or a joyous and ruckus occasion, whenever African people come together, it is said that libation should be poured to honor those who came before us, no matter what the occasion. And of course, those who do the libation, if you are the oldest person, then you don't have to ask nobody for permission to speak. But if you're a young person and there's elders in the midst, then you ask elders for permission to speak. And, of course, they more than likely will grant you permission. And then you make your presentation. Like, I'm an elder. I'm a Baba Oshi. But if I know and see there's elders in the room who are esteemed elders, elders who I know that are older than me, or if I think they're older than me, or if they're contemporary. If they're contemporary or older than me, maybe not. But if I know them and I know their work, and their work has been continuous over a longer period of time, then to me, that makes them an esteemed elder, an esteemed elder. And, of course, Baba Kelsey, who I had on the program last week, Wednesday, and he was talking about the Kwanzaa that we just had this past Saturday in the Pittsburgh community of Atlanta at Pittman Park, at the Pittman Recreation Center. Beautiful turnout. Great job the brothers and sisters did with that Kwanzaa. Good entertainment, the young people who came. Beautiful. You know, but he's an esteemed elder. I hold him in high regard, high respect. So I ask him or her if I see like Sister Ani and Mama Tamu and other people who I got a lot of respect for, I will, you know, ask them for permission to speak. Mother Swanson, you know, Mother Swanson was Dr. John Henry Clark's secretary. She wrote a book later. And if you listen to this program, you know how I feel about Dr. John Henry Clark. You know, these are the great people in my life. Francis, Dr. Clark, you know, Carter G. Woodson, many people who I've read and listened to their tapes and helped shape my thinking, helped shape my direction and given me love. Sister Marimba Ani, you know, I always promote Yorugu. To me, that's the Bible. That's the damn Bible, okay? You know, sometimes you start to read Yorugu, it's hard to keep track of the wording that she put in there, which is beautiful, though. It's beautiful. The Utamarazo, Utamawoho. Yeah, I love it. You know, and so you pour libation. And it could be as simple as I pour libation to God and say the word Ashe, or come drink libation. You know, Ashe, usually that's usually said. Ashe, which simply means so be it. And then you continue on. And it could be very short and very direct, or it could be elaborate, you know. I formulated my libations looking at two brothers back in Milwaukee, Brother Tolokumu Makunde. Brother Tolokumu is outstanding. He now lives in North Carolina. And Brother Teju. Teju, who has been on this program a couple of times, going to get him on again. He is a master storyteller, the great prevaricator, as I call him. You know, but he is outstanding, multi-talented. He is a multi-genius. I'm serious. An artist of infinite ability. He drums, poetry, spoken word, singing, dance, played in bands, a visual artist, made stuff. He made the mask out of styrofoam, an African mask for our festival, African World Festival. Tejumala Oloboni, a dear friend. I mean, he's tremendous. You know, and so they had libation, and Teju's was really elaborate. I mean, he would bring honey and gin. What else would he have? Oh, kind of, I mean, man, he would pour through the four winds. I mean, beautiful libation ceremony. So I took some of all of them, even my introduction and how I do my libation, and I, you know, have given classes on libation and explained to those who were in attendance, there is no set way. Do what is on your heart and in your mind and in your spirit. As long as you are sincere and you want to honor the ancestors, it's beautiful. If you bring the people together this summer for a little cookout or something, and you say, hey y'all, before we eat, before we get started, before we say prayer, I want to pour libation, because I know we lost Big Mama and we lost Uncle Willie and we lost Aunt Judy. Man, I want to pour libation, because I also did some research on our family members, some other folks. So I want to pour libation to the memory of our family and the spirit of those who came before us and who laid a foundation for us, meaning the people that we know and some that we don't. So we want to pour the libation to Big Mama, Ashe, Uncle Junebug, Ashe. You know, simple as that. As long as you are sincere. I developed a way to do it, and that's my way. I've heard good libations. To me, they're all good. Some short, some long. Some have been longer than what people wanted them to be. I remember what is that with Brother Ron Daniels, the International Black, whatever it was in Atlanta, and I came here, and in fact, it was right after the Durban, South Africa. If you remember, in 2001, that kind of put things on hold because of the inside job that 9/11 was. That what happened at Durban was kind of like a backseat, but what happened at Durban was profound, and so they were here talking about that, and Mama Marimba, she did a libation, and Ron Daniels told it was too long, and she was pissed, because, I mean, she didn't know me. We're very good friends at this time, you know, but not at that time. In fact, that was like the third time I had met her, and I had seen her again in Chicago at the National Black United Front convention we had with Ray Winbush. Ray Winbush, outstanding brother at Morgan State now, and I think at that time he was at Fisk. And his book came out, you know, What They Owe Us, you know, in terms of reparations. And Sister Ani was a keynote speaker. But anyway, so the libation could be what you make it, and have respect, showing respect and reverence for our ancestors. Then after that, then you explain the symbols. You explain the symbols of Kwanzaa. You explain the mat, the mkika. It was just the foundation, the mat, the mkika. Then you explain the kanara, which is symbolic of our spiritual man and woman, the kanara, the seven candle holders, the kanara. Then you explain the mashumisaba, which are the candles, the seven candles, one black, three red, and three green. When you look straight on at the Kwanzaa, the three red should be to your left, the black candle in the middle, and the three green to your right. When you look at the mazoho, the fruit, once again, Kwanzaa means first fruit of the harvest. So you see the fruit or the vegetables and so forth in a cornucopia, in a basket or so forth, or just laying on the mat. Because remember, Kwanzaa means first fruits. Then you see, some say vibunzi, some say mandira, which is the corn. The corn. Each ear of corn represents a child. In my Kwanzaa kits, I only have two now, but the ones I had three. And I would tell them when I explained, I have two daughters. The other ear of corn is all the young people that I have connected with and worked with as a football coach, a basketball referee, and working on my off days from the fire department in Milwaukee public school systems to talk with young people, to motivate and inspire and guide them. That's what that third ear of corn represent. And of course, what is symbolic about the corn, you can take a kernel of that corn and plant it, and you'll get what? More corn. That's what is symbolic of children. Then, of course, the Kakumbe Chayumoja, the unity cup, which is used during Kwanzaa to bring our people together, to take a sip or sipping gesture, to pass it around and say the word Harambe, or say the word Ashe, because Harambe means to pull together. Then, of course, there's Zawadi, gifts. And once again, Zawadi, to gifts to the children. You can give a gift. You can give Zawadi to a loved one during Kwanzaa. You can do that. You know, once again, Kwanzaa is a flexible holiday. The bottom line to Kwanzaa, of course, is to celebrate it with your heart, with love and reverence and respect, not with drinking and merriment. Now, it's not a party. It's a focus on who we are culturally, who we are historically. That's what Kwanzaa is. So when you bring that family together, and then you have the kamarudi, you have the meal. So those are the symbols of Kwanzaa. And the bendera, that's the red, black, and green flag many people have on their Kwanzaa displays. A friend of mine sent me a picture of her Kwanzaa display at her school. And it looks great. It really does. It looks great. You got the corn there. You got the fruit and the baskets in there. Yeah, and got some little Zawadi right there. Yeah, nice Kwanzaa kit too with a Jemnyamye. Of course, Jemnyamye is the Dinka symbol of Ghana, except only God. You know. So those are the principles, the symbols. Those are the symbols of Kwanzaa and the principles of Kwanzaa. Brothers and sisters, I'm excited about this Kwanzaa season. I'm excited about every Kwanzaa season because I believe that each time we have an opportunity to talk about it and to put emphasis on it, maybe there's somebody. I wish it was a lot of us, but maybe somebody who understands it and embraces it and then puts it into their everyday lives. Not that they change their name. I don't give a damn about a name change. I changed my name because I felt it was right for me to do, because I don't advocate name changes for us. Hell, there's been some of us who have beautiful names and yet have done heinous things, ugly, nasty things with a beautiful name, a name given to them by their parents or loved ones or whatever. So it ain't about a name. It's about the mind. It's about the mind. So I advocate, and that's why this program, why I do this program every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And I try my best to diligently be here to do it. And if I'm not here for whatever reason, might be a technical reason, maybe that one time when the internet was down, or whatever reason, maybe I'm out of town and there's a pre-recorded broadcast in its place. Or that time I had my good friend, Brother Kwaku, sit in for me when I was in New Orleans a couple of years ago, about 2 or 3 years ago. Did a good job too, Brother Kwaku. You know, and so that's what it's all about. That's why Kwanzaa is important. It is ours. When that Negro, Jesse Lee Peterson, and Caucasian from Wisconsin, Glenn Grothman, and Brother Claiborne, he said, Brother Oshie, would you come on radio with me? I didn't know what it really was all about. I wasn't that hip to Jesse Lee Peterson. I have seen other Negroes, you know, but he's, since that time I noticed, he has taken it to a whole nother level. In fact, he's on, and I don't know why Tariq Nasheed, you know, Tariq Nasheed, that's another subject, but in the latest edition of Hidden Colors, Jesse Lee Peterson's in it. But anyway, he come talking about, but that's a human, it created, damn it, every holiday was created by human beings. There is nothing outside of human beings that created something supernatural. I'm sorry to trip you out. It's all man-made. It's all from the mind of man. Well, he did this, he did that. I don't give a damn about what Milana Karinga did. I'm talking about Kwanzaa has a entity that can help inspire and motivate and guide us as a people. But of course, you know, Jesse Lee Peterson is straight up Negro. I mean, straight up. And Glenn Grotham is an idiot, straight up idiot. You know, so they were made for each other. You know, but I said, Brother Claiborne, I'll definitely help you out with this one, man. But man, because the bottom line is we created something that was necessary for us to focus on our liberation, our self-determination, our sovereignty. We have the vehicle. We have the seven principles of the Nguza Saba. We have the seven principles of Ma'at. We have everything that we need. Only thing we don't have is the right mind. Because if we were in our right mind, everything would change. We would have the economics that we deal with. We would have, I mean, everything. Everything. Because then you can focus on what's best for us collectively, not what's best for me. What's best for me and mine, and the hell with you and yours? No, what's best for us, period, collectively. We would know the importance of voting and who to vote for, or using or utilizing our vote to leverage for position for us as a people, and not be a Democrat, not be a Republican, but to be independent and say, these are the things that we are looking for. If you meet these criteria, we will give you our support. Get our asses out of the Democratic Party. And we sure the hell ain't supposed to be in the Republican Party. That's ridiculous. My rant and raving are over. I hope you enjoyed this program. Kwanzaa 2019. It's going to be a great Kwanzaa season. I hope you get a chance to enjoy it. If you can't go to some of the community celebrations, just go to in your home, Bring some family together. Even if you don't have the elaborate kit, you just get a mat, a three candles, a black candle, a red candle, and a green candle. Just continue lighting me back and forth each day and to say those principles. Have some food. Have some camaraderie. Have some spirit and love. Brothers and sisters, we end this program like we end all of our programs with the words of Stephen Biko. The most potent weapon in the hands of the oppressor is the minds of the oppressed. This program is dedicated and committed to helping to free the African mind, but not just the M-I-N-D, but the M-I-N-E, because under the feet of African people lies all of the resources everybody wants, think they can't do it out, and they don't want to pay for it. Brothers and sisters, have a blessed and wonderful day. Shem Hotep means go in peace. Asante Sana means thank you. Bibi Fahodie. Bibi Fahodie means our victorious destiny. Brothers and sisters, Bibi Fahodie.